Hey guys, it's Nick from Game Time. Thanks for listening to our podcast and stream online and on the app. Just remember, it's still radio, 1620 The Zone AM radio. So please remember, all the time you spend listening to 1620 The Zone AM radio, remember, 1620 The Zone AM radio. Welcome back, Game Time, live here from Warner Park. Nick Bob with you, 1216 here on a Monday. Appreciate you tuning in as we are getting closer and closer to having the entire field of the College World Series officially set. Six of the eight teams have punched their tickets to Omaha, so we already have an idea of who's coming. Michigan is coming to Omaha. Florida State, Louisville, Mississippi State, Texas Tech, and Vandy are all coming to Omaha. Get started here at the end of the week. And of course, 1620 The Zone is your home for the College World Series. We will be out at the Omaha Baseball Village. We'll be doing shows there. We'll be hanging out for the next 2 weeks. This is always that celebratory time of year for the city of Omaha and the College World Series. We absolutely love doing it. We love getting out there, and we love taking advantage of anytime we can get out. Anytime I can, even this is fun. I get out of the studio. I have like a window. I can like see things. This is great. This is absolutely great. Been talking about this quote from Scott Frost a couple weeks ago, talking about how he says, quote, "You guys all remember the Nebraska that was nasty. When people got on the field with you, they were going to lose the next week too because we beat the piss out of you. I want to get a little of that nasty back." And I think there are ways to capture a version of that nasty, but I don't know if you're going to totally capture what it was, because I just don't know. I think the style of play you run greatly impacts that level of nasty that we talk about. To me, there were a bunch of different reasons that Nebraska had that in the mid-90s. You know, they were great depth, great culture, great weight room, all those things. But one of the other reasons was the style of play. I think it lent itself to beating people up. And my question is, not saying it's impossible, but my question is, can Nebraska capture that level of nasty by playing the style of play that they run that is a little more speed-based, tempo, finesse style, rather than necessarily kind of beat your brains out? Again, certainly not question whether or not it can work. It absolutely can work. But can you capture that nasty while still playing this Frost style of 2019 up-tempo as opposed to what it looked like in the mid-90s? 402-951-1620. Jay wants to chime in on that. What's up, Jay? Appreciate you calling. Fire away.
My brother, real quick, two parts to this. First part is, back in the day, who were the nasty coaches? You know what I mean? Because it's sure... It sure didn't seem like it was Ron Brown or Tom Osborne, if you know what I mean. It seems it was more, I mean, was it George, was it Mill, was it Charlie? And then who on the staff now do you think can be that, you know, takes it to that level? Is it Coach Frost? Is it, you know Coach Rude well?
Yep.
I mean, does he have that in him? And then lastly, you just don't pick up Christian Peters and Jason Peters and Grant Winstrom's. Those things don't just... You got to find that. What do you look for from, you know, that's the guy right there that probably will step on your throat. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Those are my two or three questions there. Tell me what you think.
Appreciate you, Jay, at 402-951-1620. Yeah, I mean, I think certainly it's something you got to covet and identify in the recruiting process. You got to find guys that are nasty, that hit with bad intentions, that can bring that to Lincoln. I don't think, you know, what's interesting about that is I don't think that necessarily correlates to, you know, you talk about who are those nasty coaches. I don't think you have to be a guy that is, you know, cussing like a sailor and throwing things around for your team to necessarily play with that nastiness. You know, I mean, Tom Osborne certainly was a guy that, I mean, the curse word to him was like, gosh darn it, you know. He's like, oh, man, calm down, T.O. So I don't necessarily think it's about the coach's personality. I think it's just kind of what you demand on a daily basis. And I mean, here's the thing. Listen, I know the guy. Barrett Rood's a nice guy. I mean, extremely nice guy. I've literally known that guy my entire life. But don't get it twisted. I mean, you don't become the all-time tackle leader in the history of Nebraska football if you don't got a little nasty in you. You don't think Barrett Rood's got a little bit of that in him? Boy. Yeah, yes he does. Okay. I knew better than, you know, you get like wrestling matches going. I knew better. I was like, okay, am I going to wrestle Barrett? Nah, I'm not going to wrestle Barrett. I'm going to wrestle someone else. I'm not going to wrestle Barrett. But yeah, it's, so you got to covet it during the recruiting process. And then I think some of these guys, I mean, I think Frost has it. I think Chenander has it. I think Barrett Rood has it, but they don't necessarily have to be the yellers and the screamers, for lack of a better term. But don't get it twisted. Barrett will rip your head off. Let's grab Mike, who's up next. What's up, Mike? Appreciate you calling. Fire away.
Yeah, you bet. Hey, by the way, I love the show. I love
Thank
what you.
You
do.
Thank you
for
Thank
being
you.
On every day.
I just
want to make sure I understand the quote. You said that there's a word in there he uses, a little bit of nasty.
Yep.
I think Coach Frost understands that he's not going to have the full nasty that the old Huskers had. I think he just wants a little bit of it, and I think that's going to show up in the weight room. With our offense and defensive player linemen, especially, building up their strength, they're going to have a little bit of that nasty. I don't think anybody or any Husker is going to ever reach that again unless you run that same type of offense. That's all I got to say.
Yeah, Mike, you know, you're right. I appreciate the phone call because there is. I mean, it's a good catch on Mike's part. There is, I mean, he says, I want to get a little of that nasty back. And that's the thing, I mean, if there's anybody that knows what's possible to capture and what is impossible to capture from 1997 to 2019 or whatever, I mean, he would know. And I guess that's my thing. I think you can get a little of it back. You can get a little of it back. But I think to get the full real nasty, I think that comes back to style of play, personally. I think there's no doubt that you can have a culture in the weight room and you can have a standard that permeates throughout the weight room that impacts how physical and nasty you are on Saturdays. Absolutely. How you practice, level of intensity, level of competition, drills, different things like can absolutely impact how nasty and physical you play on Saturdays. But ultimately, you have to inherently play a style that is nasty to really capture that full nasty. And I just don't know if the new Nebraska will fully have that. But that's just me. Corey tweets at me and says, obviously different personnel, but couldn't you consider Clemson to be a spread team that's physical? That's fair. I mean, that's the other thing. That's the thing that Verse said. I mean, he was like, he brought up Ohio State and Urban Meyer. I mean, they run a little of that style. I mean, and would you consider them nasty? I mean, it's like they're physical, but I don't feel like watching Ohio State play the last couple of years, I didn't feel like I was watching a team that was just physically beating the crap out of you. You know, they were just better than you. You know, they were faster than you. They were more explosive than you. I was more wowed. When I would watch Ohio State play, I'm more wowed at their explosiveness than their nastiness. But I would say when I've watched Wisconsin and them be at their best, I'm more wowed at their nastiness. It's like, boy, they are knocking people's heads here. And again, we're splitting weight. All anybody's ever trying to do is arrive at the same point, and that's winning. But it's just the way in which you get to that point is always interesting. And with Clemson, yeah, I mean, it's also hard because Clemson's got a different level and size of athlete at this point. But that's fair. I mean, just because you run spread doesn't mean you're totally weak. But I also think Just because you run spread doesn't mean you're as inherently nasty as a team that's running the option or running, 21 personnel and running, 35 ISOs a game. That's how I see it. But we'll get, I'll bring Verge back into this conversation, and we'll bring Schaefer back into this conversation too. Of, can you get that nasty back? How do you get that nasty back? Certainly think it's possible. Don't know if you'll ever fully capture what it was like in 1995, 1997, when obviously people were just decapitating people on a daily basis at Memorial Stadium. 402-951-1620. We're live from Werner Park. Got a thought? You can email me, nick@1620thezone.com. You hit me on Twitter, @NickBaugh. Coming up next, Mike Schaefer, Huskers 24/7 Sports, joins me after the break.